About 15 miles southwest of St. Louis is Fenton City Park. It's pretty unremarkable, with picnic shelters, softball fields, and flags waving gently from a memorial to fallen soldiers. This is where Kevin Mullane sought refuge as he struggled with an opioid addiction.
Anybody that knew Kevin knew he loved Fenton Park.
Kevin's mom, Kathy Arbini, struggles to hold back tears as she describes how he became increasingly isolated. Mullane turned to prescription opioids to deal with depression. He eventually started stealing medications from friends and family members and doctor shopping for more.
He went to this doctor for a backache, and then he went to this doctor for a footache, and then he went to this doctor because he was depressed. And so he had all these doctors working against each other.
In November of 2009, at the age of 21, Mullane died of a heroin overdose in a friend's basement. Arbini says at the time he had 9 prescriptions from different doctors. But there was no statewide program then to keep track, and the deaths continue. In 2017, 951 Missourians died from opioid overdoses. At the state capitol, which is being renovated, House Bill 188 is the latest effort to create a program to track opioids and other prescription drugs across Missouri. It's sponsored by Republican State Representative Holly Rader, and it's her 6th attempt.
I'm absolutely concerned that it might not make it through this year, but I'm more hopeful than ever.
In the past, the main opposition has come from within Rader's own party, and one man in particular. Senator Rob Schaff filibustered the bills, saying they infringed on patients' privacy rights.
I'm someone who's very concerned about privacy as well, and I don't like government databases. But this is very much different than that. It's a medical tool.
But Schaff ran up against a term limit last year. Supporters also hope to get some leverage from a drug monitoring program started in the St. Louis area in 2017. It was largely created to sidestep the years of gridlock in the Senate. More than 70 jurisdictions have joined, but it doesn't reach more than 50 others. Family-owned Sam's Health Mart is in Randolph County, one of the places that hasn't joined the St. Louis program. That means pharmacist Annie Eisenbeiss has to take matters into her own hands.
So if I suspect that potentially somebody is abusing or misusing the medication, I will call all of the neighboring pharmacies. So in Moberly specifically, we have 5 other pharmacies, but then we'll call different counties just to double check.
Eisenbeiss says a statewide program wouldn't single-handedly solve Missouri's opioid problem, but it would help. She says someone came to her recently with almost identical prescriptions from 2 different doctors.
Luckily, he handed them both to me at the pharmacy, and I was like, these are the same thing. If you take both of them, you're going to overdose.
She says a statewide drug database would flag prescriptions so providers can avoid similar scenarios. Some researchers say the monitoring programs can have a chilling effect on providers, leading them to prescribe fewer opioids and pushing people towards more dangerous options like heroin. Arbini remains a supporter. After Kevin died, she became an activist and testified before the legislature on the database bills.
I was so nervous. I remember being so nervous but so proud because I told Kevin's story.
She'd like to open a treatment clinic and has a reason to keep pushing for a solution. Kevin's 9-year-old son, her grandson.
He looks like our son and he acts like him, and I'll be honest, it scares me too. But his mom is aware of it. We're very close. So we watch him, and hopefully he won't go down that same path.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.